the cry of the heart of the bride, I don't know what is, because we're always hungering. And, you know, he says, come to me and you will never hunger again.
Well, dice, ven conmigo y tú recordarás que siempre tienes hambre.
Trying to tell us,
creo lo que está tratando de decirnos.
He's always got it there for us.
Y todo el tiempo está ahí, okay, para nosotros.
I'm always here.
Todo el tiempo estoy aquí.
I am your food. I am your living water. I'm here.
Yo soy tu fe, tu agua viviente. Estoy aquí.
The child of God is saying, I need it again.
El hijo
today.
De Dios dice, lo necesito una vez
today.
Más.
Let's sing the chorus one more time when you all stand.
Vamos a cantar una vez más.
Just the chorus.
Tan solo el coro.
Fill my cup, Lord. I live. Oh, Heavenly Father.
Oh, Padre Celestial.
That is it, right
there.
Eso
es todo, ahí.
It's the cry of our hearts, even
this
morning.
El clamor de nuestros corazones, aún en esta mañana.
We're always desiring more.
Donde todo el tiempo deseando más.
Seems like we just can't get enough of you, Father.
Parece que no podemos tener demasiado de ti.
And you're always there.
Y todo el tiempo ahí.
Always with your arms open.
Con tus brazos abiertos todo el tiempo.
Always ready to give.
Listo para dar.
To feed.
Para alimentar.
To give assurance.
Para dar aseguranza.
To give us your strength.
Para darnos tu fuerza.
Your wisdom.
Tu sabiduría.
Your direction.
Tu dirección.
Your knowledge.
Tu conocimiento.
To open your word more every day.
Abre tu palabra más cada día.
Now I'm praying.
Ahora estoy orando.
That you'll do that right now, this
que
morning.
Eso hará eso ahorita mismo en esta mañana.
Raise us up.
Levántanos
today
más.
Just a little higher.
Un poquito más alto.
Let us take another step.
Que demos un paso más.
We will know that we have not met in vain.
Entonces sabremos que no nos reunimos en vano.
Because we're meeting with you.
Porque nos hemos encontrado contigo.
So, Father.
Padre,
we come to meet with you now
venimos a encontrarnos contigo
son, our Lord Jesus,
en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, tu Hijo,
promise,
con la promesa
you will meet with us now.
Que tú te encontrarás ahí
not
con nosotros
there, take us
tú nos tomarás
into that most holy place
hacia el lugar santísimo
of communion
de comunión, compañerismo.
You know each heart,
tú
each
conoces
life.
Cada corazón,
you
cada
know
clamor
where we're all at.
Sabes dónde todos nos encontramos.
You know what we have need of.
Sabes de lo que tenemos necesidad.
Well, you know exactly.
Sabes exactamente.
How to give in perfect answer to each one of us.
Cómo dar en respuesta perfecta a cada uno de nosotros.
Oh, we love you, Father.
Oh, te amamos, Padre.
Speak to our hearts.
Habla a nuestros corazones.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Thanks. You may
gracias,
be seated. God bless you all.
Dios bendiga a todos.
He loves you.
Él los ama.
Jesus loves you, this I know.
Jesús los ama. Sí, yo lo sé.
I heard that other way, and I just loved it.
Yo me
Jesus knows you, this I love. Isn't that beautiful?
Jesús te ama. Sí, lo amo.
Isn't that precious? So I was a little encouraged this morning. As you so, can see, I've been in and out of here over and over and over.
Mañana, una y otra vez.
I was sort of
como
in a crazy morning. But the Lord sent me some encouragement. And I posted it here on Grace Ministries. That little, it's a picture.
Es una foto.
And
it
says, a true prophet of God.
Dice, el verdadero profeta de Dios,
a true teacher.
Un verdadero maestro.
Is trying to bring the church to a unity of spirit.
Está trayendo, tratando de traer la iglesia a la unidad.
Now he says that again, a unity of spirit.
una vez más, unidad de espíritu.
That they might recognize God.
Para que ellos tal vez reconozcan a Dios.
Well, that's interesting because my subject this morning is the gift of recognition. There you go. Thank you, Lord. I just needed that little. You know how you get those from him? Yeah. He's always there, isn't he? So, last week's, we were talking about true recognition. When the Lord opens your eyes and speaks back to you and says, hey, this is what I've been doing in you, and this is where I'm bringing you, and all of a sudden, we didn't even realize it.
Okay.
But then our eyes are open and something happens. Now, there's the whole thing. It's, are you tired, sis? Are you okay? Oh, poor Laura. No, yeah, I'm sorry. I love you all. You just look so tired. Oh, okay. Your husband just said there's no excuse for you. That's what husbands are for, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, boy. Now the husband's red. So anyway, we were asking questions last week. And I think this is the time that we all need to, and we need to ask them within ourselves. And only each of us can answer for ourselves. But they really need to be asked, because otherwise we don't understand. Okay, I know I am under the blood because... Okay, I know that I am in the process of redemption because of what the prophet said, and I see it all through the scripture. Okay, Ephesians 1 is taking place in me. It's happening. And there's, I can say that. But each one of us comes to this place. And it makes us so much different than just churchianity, which is what we're fighting against all the time. So we're going from there today, and a new question. I know I am in the rapture process because, okay? And we each need to know that. We don't want any surprises when that day comes. It's something you have to answer within yourself. So I think we're all aware of the fact that the rapture is a process. Is that true? I mean, that's pretty... Because ever since the rapture message, which we've been feasting on for so many years, he says it's a revelation. Then he says the bride is waiting for this revelation. Okay, you guys, which one of you were waiting for the revelation of the rapture? Until he said the bride is waiting for the rapture, revelation of the rapture. Oh, okay. Yes, now I'm waiting. What is that revelation? Before that, I had no idea.
Antes no tenía ni idea.
Did you know before he said that there was a revelation of it?
Que antes de que lo
dijera, I mean, until he tells us, how do we know? I mean, because we're just
como sabemos.
People.
Nosotros somos gente.
And struggling through life. And
luchando
so,
por la vida.
He's speaking
él está hablando
at a full businessman's
los
banquet.
De negocio
I think it's breakfast, I'm not sure.
When
he's preaching here.
Está predicando aquí.
Well, and then, you know, we've gone through this so many times.
Tanto a través de estas cosas.
And he talks
y él habla
as if he was a child.
Como si él fuera un niño.
And he says, let's stand and sing the national anthem, my old Kentucky home, right?
Vamos a cantar we know that. Himno nacional, mi viejo Kentucky.
Then he says, when I was a child, I spake as a child,
niño,
thought as a child.
Miré como niño.
Act as a child.
Actué como niño.
But then you have to grow up.
Pero entonces tú tienes que crecer.
So he says, now after a while you can walk that straight line.
Después de un poco de tiempo puedes caminar esa línea recta.
And that's what we have to do as soldiers of the cross.
Y eso es lo que tenemos que hacer como soldados de la cruz.
Now it's time
ahora,
to walk that straight line right down that highway.
Esa línea recta.
So what he's telling us is that
lo
the
que él está diciendo,
churches,
iglesias,
nominal,
nominales,
what we grew up on, even in the message,
en que crecemos,
was
aún el mensaje,
we're all going to be popped out of here in no time, someday,
vamos a salir de aquí
right?
Algún día, ¿correcto?
And what did he just tell us? He says that's childish, right?
Correcto.
Okay, so even now, all through the message, people as well, yes, we will change in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Is that true? It's a word. But that's the very last part of something that starts. Now, then he uses, again, Psalm 27,
Salmo 29,
which is so interesting, and nobody would ever think, what in the world does that have to do with a rapture? Why didn't he connect that to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4?
No lo conectó a 1 Thessalonians, capítulo 4?
Or 1 Corinthians 15, why didn't he?
Corinthians 15, ¿por qué no?
Why did he choose this instead?
¿Por qué escogió él esto en lugar de eso?
So the Lord is my light and my salvation.
El Señor es mi luz y mi salvación.
So then the second scripture,
y entonces la segunda escritura,
and he says,
y dice,
we're here to further your experience with
estamos
God.
Aquí para ayudarte con tus experiencias más.
Right? So adelante. I'm going to take you deeper.
So lo voy a tomar más.
He says it's a strange
dice,
subject.
Es una, tema extraño.
So the rapture is totally different than what we thought.
El rapto es totalmente diferente de lo que pensamos.
Okay, totally different. And
diferente.
Here, the second scripture
la segunda
is
escritura es
2 Peter 3,
segunda de Pedro 3,
warning us that this doctrine,
la advertencia de que esta doctrina,
what is the doctrine is what he's teaching on the rapture,
doctrina,
right?
Es lo que le está enseñando en el rapto, ¿correcto?
My teaching on this, this doctrine of what I'm teaching about the rapture
del
is
rapto,
not going to be accepted.
No va a ser aceptada.
It's going to be made fun of.
Se va a ser, lo van a
discredited. Okay.
Discreditada.
So he uses 2 Peter 3. Where's the promise of his coming?
¿Dónde está la promesa de su venida?
So,
entonces,
the rapture, he's telling us here through those two scriptures,
aquí, a través de esas escrituras,
is entirely
es
linked with the coming of the Lord.
Con la venida del
has
Señor.
To be.
Tiene que ser.
But
pero,
they're going to say,
ellos van a decir,
isn't he supposed to come? Wasn't he coming? We're waiting for his coming.
Lo estamos esperando. No se supone
he's already coming. You didn't know it.
Él ya vino, ustedes no lo saben.
See, there's things that he says to the church nominal
a la iglesia nominal
that are quite frightening
que es de
when
temor.
You stop and take them seriously.
Usted para y lo toma seriamente.
First seal, when he says they think they're under the blood, but they're not.
Hay gente bajo, que pide que estaba bajo la sangre, pero no lo están.
Okay. Does that give you a burden for people that you know?
Carga para esta gente, usted?
Because it should burden our hearts greatly
porque debería
for those
corazón
who
más
are in that condition.
Que están en esa condición.
And
y
this one,
esta,
okay.
Está bien.
So in the first message of the seals,
en el primer mensaje de los sellos,
he said,
él dice,
it's God in simplicity.
Lo tiene en simplicidad.
Which is God manifest in flesh, and everybody's missing it.
En carne y todos están escuchándolo.
And he's talking about what a secret it is,
acerca de
how
qué
people
secreto
are going to miss it.
¿Cómo la gente se lo perdió?
Okay. Then he talks, okay, so
entonces, la
what is this all? Let's come down. The gift of recognition,
esto?
That's where we're going
el
today.
Don de reconocimiento es a donde vamos hoy.
The gift.
El don.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Tus ojos,
you understand things.
Usted entiende cosas.
You hear.
Usted escucha.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now,
ahora,
what do we hear? We hear him.
¿Qué escuchamos? Lo escuchamos a él.
But this is from Christ, the mystery of the
este es de God. El mensaje okay. De Cristo.
It defines what a true Christian is.
Y define lo okay. Que un verdadero cristiano es.
When Christ
cuando Cristo
identifies himself in you and expresses
el
himself.
Mismo y se expresa el mismo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Here.
Aquí.
He says the only way you can actually be a Christian
la única manera que puede usted ser de hecho un
is
verdadero
for
cristiano
Christ to identify himself in you.
Es porque Cristo se okay. Identifique él mismo en usted.
So, it's not I go to this church or
no,
I belong
es,
to this
iglesia,
or
o pertenezco a esta.
You know, I belong to the right assembly or whatever. You
como
know.
Que pertenezco a esta la
it's you in Christ, esta. Period.
Es okay. Christ, Cristo en usted, punto.
Now,
ahora,
then he goes on, this
y continúa,
is
y dice,
still in Christ the mystery.
Todavía está en Cristo, el misterio.
And he says, when Christ dice, takes you over,
cuando Cristo toma, posición de usted,
he'll express that word right through you.
Él expresará esa palabra a través de usted.
Then he says this, now watch.
Y dice, ahora vigila.
Who do you say that I am?
¿Quién tú dices que yo soy?
Now listen to this.
Ahora escucha usted esto.
Because talking again, the gift of recognition.
Una vez más del don de reconocimiento.
Who do you say that I am?
¿Quién tú dices que yo soy?
He is asking the church.
Él está preguntando a la iglesia.
Next two words.
Siguientes palabras.
Is 12.
Sus 12.
Not sort of scary?
No es como de temor.
Is 12.
Sus 12.
Look at out of the millions of that day, he's asking 12.
De los millones de ese día, le está preguntando a 12.
In the millions of days of Noah, he asked 8.
En los millones de los días de Noé, él preguntó 10.
And then he says, in the next paragraph, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Okay.
Su venida, la del hijo
so,
del
we know,
conocemos.
We have been, the rapture is a revelation,
el rapto es una revelación.
And it has to do with the presence of the Lord
con la presencia del
that
Señor.
Is so unrecognized,
es tan
okay?
No reconocida.
So what we're talking about,
sabemos
his gift to you
su don para con usted
of recognition. There we go.
De reconocimiento.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now,
ahora,
I'm tying this again.
Estoy uniendo esto una vez más.
Now, these are teachy things.
Ahora son cosas de enseñanza.
Okay, these are not pastoral. I realize
esas
this isn't.
Son cosas pastorales.
But it's something your soul needs and my soul needs.
Alma necesita y mi alma necesita.
So the third pole ministry
ministerio
is gone past the first pole that addresses the cares of the flesh.
Jalón,
right?
Lo cual se dirige
and
a
the second pole,
de la
which
carne.
Addresses the cares of
y segundo,
the heart.
Se encarga de los asuntos del
he's
corazón.
Already proved he cares about everything.
Ya probó que él se preocupa por usted acerca de
so
todo.
He says, do you trust me to care for your flesh?
¿Confiaste en mí
do
para
you trust
tener cuidado
me
de tu carne?
To care for the matters of your heart and your life?
¿Confías en mí para los asuntos de tu corazón?
No, I shouldn't have to go on is what the Spirit of the Lord is telling the church.
Okay.
Because when he comes to the third pole, he's not saying, I no longer care for those at all.
Okay.
He does. He always will. But he says, I'm going to address different things. Things of the soul. Does Jesus eat my flesh and drink my blood?
Come mi carne, bebe mi sangre.
And as we've tried to approach this previously, did that make life easier for them?
Hizo la vida más fácil para ellos?
No, it made life harder.
No, hizo la vida más
okay.
Dura para ellos.
Yeah, all of these things of the third pole ministries.
El tercer jalón ministerio.
And then here's Jesus.
Y aquí está Jesús.
Well, I was going to do that.
Bueno, iba yo a hacer eso.
Some other day. All the things. And I mentioned that he talks about himself, who I am. Okay, who I am.
quien yo soy.
Well, look at Brother Branham later on in the messages.
Mira el hermano Branham más
presence of God mensajes. Unrecognized. Who do you say this
Dios
is? No unveiling of God.
Es la
and the
él.
Unbeliever will say, this guy's sí. obsessed with himself.
Y este hombre diría, el incrédulo diría,
Jesus was obsessed with himself then because all he talked about, you got to see me.
Obsesionado acerca
right?
de él porque él decía,
okay, so he's saying there's something.
Debes saber quién soy yo.
In that third pole ministry that is more important than the first and the second and will ultimately affect your body, ultimately affect your heart better than directly affecting it without that. Daniel, does that make sense?
Okay?
Because this is the ultimate chain thing that's going to change us.
Okay.
You with me there?
Lo máximo.
Are you? Did you? Yeah. Okay. So continuing on that from last week,
con eso de la semana pasada,
that we saw that God was working in the lives of the children,
donde miramos que Dios estaba trabajando en las vidas de sus hijos,
though it is so often unrecognized.
Muy seguido, no reconocida.
And at his appointed time, he opens the eyes of understanding.
En su punto, en ese tiempo apuntado, él abre sus eyes.
I want you to think about something.
Quiero que pienses acerca de algo.
Luke 9, Luke 18, Lucas he talks 9, about his 18, crucifixion.
Habla acerca de su
At
crucifixion.
The appointed time after his resurrection,
tiempo asignado después de su resurrección,
then he opened up their understanding,
entonces,
right?
Él abra su entendimiento, ¿correcto?
Okay, so they could know.
So, ellos pueden saber.
He opened up their understanding of the scripture at that point.
En ese tiempo,
it did something in them.
Hizo algo en ellos.
Yeah. You with me? It's not to know.
Es no saber.
It's to do something.
Es hacer algo.
It's to make a difference
es
inside
hacer una diferencia dentro.
That he says, you're going to need this.
Que tú vas a necesitar esto.
Let me do it carnally. Information?
Información.
But it's not just information.
No era tan solo
it's a revelation.
Es una revelación.
And when you get this revelation inside of your soul,
del alma
it's
usted,
going to affect the human spirit
el espíritu
and the body
y el cuerpo
to handle what's coming next.
Para soportar lo que viene enseguida.
So the disciples were about
discípulos
to become apostles.
A punto de
and
the,
he could not send them out as an apostle,
enviarlos como apostles,
sent of God, until
hasta que
they had this thing inside of them, the scripture quickened.
Ellos,
now I can handle something
ahora puedo aguantar algo
that I couldn't handle before.
Que no podía aguantar yo antes.
Is that making sense?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
Okay.
Está bien.
So this is not just a knowledge.
Es no tan solo
it's a spiritual happening inside of you that helps you handle more than you could handle previously.
Más de lo que tú puedes aguantar antes.
And equips you.
Y lo
okay, makes sense?
¿Tiene sentido?
Okay.
Está bien.
So, let me read that again. At his appointed time,
en su tiempo asignado,
he opens their eyes of understanding, which gives them strength
los cuales les da
to yield to him
para rendirse a él,
for more of his work to be completed
para más de
through them.
Ser completado
ah,
ellos.
Okay. Step by step, right?
Paso a paso, ¿correcto?
Okay. His promised presence is always there.
Su presencia prometida todo el tiempo está ahí.
But not always understood.
Pero no todo el tiempo entendido.
It's not always understood or no.
No todo el tiempo entendido.
Or is it even seen or
o
felt.
Vista o sentida.
But the children of God know
pero
the promise.
Conocen la promesa.
The promise of what? Promise
la
of his presence. It's been there all through the scriptures.
Ha estado ahí a través de
and
la
it
escritura.
Becomes
y llega a ser
their overcoming strength.
Su fuerza vencedora.
Now, ahora, this is from,
esto es de,
here we go. I think I can,
creo que puedo.
There we go.
Ahí está.
I love this.
Yo amo
this
esto.
Is from Works of Faith Expressed, okay?
Esto es de Obras de Fe Expresadas.
Look
bien.
What happens. I want you to think about this.
De
this isn't just a quote. I'll read it and go to sleep. Think about it.
Piensa usted acerca de esto.
There's nothing out of order.
No hay nada fuera de orden.
Seems like it so many times. We think there is.
Pensamos que ahí está.
But look in the scriptures.
Pero miren las escrituras.
It's just hitting exactly the way God's word said it.
Exactamente, golpeando exactamente de la manera que Dios, la palabra de Dios dijo que lo haría.
Oh, look at this one.
Mire esta.
We see the message is rejected
miramos
today.
Que el mensaje es rechazado
yeah. Has it ever been rejected like this day?
ha estado siendo rechazado así.
Isn't that just what the scripture said they would do?
No es esto lo que la escritura decía que
there has to be
harían?
A falling away. Sure, all these things are ordained of God.
Seguramente todas estas cosas son ordenadas
now
de
watch.
Dios. Ahora vigila.
Oh, that should make you so happy.
Oh, esto te debería de hacer feliz.
Now, you're not happy that people are falling away. That's not it.
Oh, usted no está feliz de que la gente se está saliendo.
You're happy because you have confidence in the God that even though things look like it's going upside down, it isn't. God's in control.
You
with me?
Usted sabe que Dios está ahí. Está usted conmigo.
Your confidence is in God, and that makes you happy.
Está en Dios, y eso es lo que lo hace usted feliz.
And that's confirmed by what he says.
Y es confirmado por lo que él
okay,
dice.
That's the trouble with we today.
Es el problema con nosotros hoy.
So much different
tan diferente
from the Christians of old.
From los cristianos de antaño.
I love this.
Yo amo esto.
This has stuck in my heart for years, really, every time
esto
I've read
ha estado
this.
En mi corazón.
When the real
cuando la verdadera
true revelation, I like that.
Real revelación, yo me gusta eso.
And this is so simple. Jesus
simple.
Christ
Jesucristo
being
siendo
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel
dwelled in the hearts.
Viviendo en los corazones.
What was the result?
¿Cuál fue el resultado?
They were rugged.
Ellos eran gente dura.
So what's the revelation?
So, ¿qué es la revelación?
What's the real true revelation?
¿Cuál es la verdadera revelación?
What does Emmanuel mean?
¿Qué Emmanuel significa?
God is with us.
Dios con nosotros.
And I want you to
quiero que
Christians of old.
Christians.
Okay. Jesus Christ being Emmanuel.
Antaño,
I want you to stop and think about it.
Quiero que
God with us.
Dios con
when Jesus was here in the flesh,
aquí en la carne,
they were merely disciples.
Ellos no eran ni
siquiera they were wondering
discípulos.
What's going on. They
estaban
didn't have a clue.
Pasando, no tenían ni idea.
Things weren't solidified. Something
no
attracted
sólidas,
them.
Algo los atrajo.
They had tiny bits of revelation.
Tenían pequeñas, revelaciones.
But I want you to think about that.
Pero quiero que piense,
Jesus Christ being Emmanuel,
Jesucristo,
God with us.
Siendo Emmanuel, Dios con nosotros.
He didn't el, actually no, make them apostles
de
until
hecho,
he was
los
gone
hizo apostles
in the physical form.
Hasta que él estaba ido en una forma
so there's física. Nothing they could so, touch saying,
nada que ellos podían
this is Emmanuel, I have God
este
here with
Emmanuel.
Me, right here.
Oh, tengo Dios aquí conmigo.
Isn't that interesting?
Eso es
it was his spirit.
Era su espíritu.
But somehow,
pero de alguna manera,
he communicated
él comunicó
his presence
su presencia
through the spirit that spoke to their souls.
A el espíritu que les habló a sus
that
almas.
Made his presence with them so real,
hizo su presencia con ellos tan real
they could handle everything Satan threw at them.
Aguantar cualquier cosa que les
is
que
that
venía
making sense,
ellos.
You guys?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
God Emmanuel.
Dios Emmanuel.
It's not meaning God is in flesh right next to
no,
you
es que
and holding your hand
usted,
and walking you through
mano,
the next trial. It's something
prueba.
That happens on the inside
en la parte
that you recognize he is here.
Que él está aquí.
He is not only here.
No es tan solo que él está aquí.
Come on, you got to take it personal.
Tiene que tomarlo
personal. Everything is becoming personal.
Todo está llegando a ser personal.
He's here with me.
Él está aquí conmigo.
It doesn't do you one bit of good
no le hace ningún beneficio
to simply say he is here
que usted diga, él está
until
aquí.
You know
usted sabe
he's here.
Que él está aquí.
Here.
Aquí.
Right there.
Ahí.
He's with me.
Conmigo.
He's in my trial.
Él
he's in what I have to overcome. He's in my challenges. He's in my problems. And here I can make you a rugged person to handle anything. So are you with me? So I love that quote. Read that last sentence out loud with me, would you? When the real, true revelation of Jesus Christ being Emmanuel dwelled in the hearts of those men, they were rugged.
Ellos fueron gente dura.
Your fear comes
su temor viene
when you feel alone.
Cuando se siente usted solo.
Your fear comes
su temor viene
when you say, you know what?
Cuando usted dice,
I'm
qué?
Just trying the best I can.
Estoy tan solo
and I fail so
puedo,
many times, but I'm trying.
Fallé tantas veces, pero estoy
then what you just did is what we
hacer.
Talked about last week.
Lo que hablamos la semana pasada.
You're thinking about what you think of yourself.
tú piensas de lo que dijimos
instead of what he says about you. Okay? And if you think about what you think about yourself, you're a loser. You will never rise up. You will never overcome. Until you get to the point, that's why I spent time last week, you've got to know. That's why we went into future home. The church is called to eternity. Why? Lenore needed to give you his view of you.
Okay?
And his view of you tells you, Laura, you weren't saved on any day. You were saved before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
His view of was, you're called into eternity with the eternal King because you always were. You're there. Our minds have to switch from, oh, I'm a Christian. Here's what I was talking with Brother Greg. Something's happening, Brother Greg, but you still see it all over the message. Oh, I'm just a poor sinner saved by grace. Oh, I'm really struggling. Oh, I'm going to try. But something has to happen where the bride says, no, he says this about me. And I'm staking my claim and pounding a stake in the ground. I stand here. And I believe this. But it's like healing, okay? It's a process. Now, Brother Branham says, you confess your healing, right? And he told that, didn't he tell that to John Ryan? You confess your healing because it's the Word of God. I don't feel good. Brother Branham, I still can't see. I love... What did he say?
¿Qué dijo?
What's that have to do with
¿Qué
it?
Tiene eso que ver con esto?
Do you know what he's doing?
¿Sabe lo que él está haciendo?
Man's view, man's feeling, man's thinking doesn't mean anything.
El pensamiento del hombre no significa
the
nada.
True reality
la verdadera realidad.
Is Jamie, you're my precious daughter before the foundation of the world, period. I don't care what this world says. I don't even care what you think about yourself. Right? So he tells John, say the truth. When he says, confess your healing, he says, say what is true. Correct? Say what is true. I'm healed. And then what happened? Your body obeys your confession. Is that true? Now think of the rapture. Is the rapture the same way? Your body will obey your confession. So if you continue in this life, looking at you through you, you're a loser. Everyone, oh, I'm trying. Oh, I'm doing the best I can. No,
no.
What did he tell me about me? Okay. With me? Let's go next. Okay. So, before we go there, here, just want you to think again. Jesus Christ being Emmanuel. God in the different forms of his manifestation. Okay. This is what they recognized.
Eso es lo que ellos reconocieron.
This is God present tense to you.
Este es Dios tiempo presente
and
para
God
ti.
Has to be present tense to you.
Y Dios tiene que ser tiempo presente para usted.
Because the God of history will do you no good.
Porque el Dios allá de ellos no
okay.
Bien.
God did.
Dios hizo.
Okay, I'm happy that he did.
Oh, estoy contento que lo
that
hizo.
Doesn't help me right now.
No,
I need him that does.
Mismo. Yo no
right?
Ahorita mismo
okay.
Lo que él hace hoy.
So the real true revelation of God, I'm here, I'm with you, I'm present.
Estoy aquí, estoy contigo, estoy presente.
God present tense.
Dios tiempo presente.
Those Christians of old,
esos cristianos
they recognize God materialized
Dios,
before them.
Materializado de,
listen,
dentro.
Please. For his purpose of connecting with them. For what purpose? To fill them with himself. To tell them, you can take this pain. You can take this torture. You can take this rejection. You can take these problems. Because I'm here. And did it.
Y lo hizo.
Did they?
¿Lo hicieron?
Huh?
¿Eh?
What did I, you know, Brother Branham says in the Ox Age,
dice,
he gave them vision, didn't
les dio
he?
Vision, ¿no es así?
Uh-huh. What sí. did he give them? Something was more real inside of their
real
soul
dentro del alma de ellos
than the pain they were feeling on the outside.
Que estaban sintiendo en el exterior.
Do you see how critical that is
¿Ve
going to be for me and you?
Va a ser para usted, para mí?
Huh?
¿Eh?
What is real
¿Qué es
in
real?
The mind of God?
En la mente de Dios.
Has to be more real than what I see about me or feel about me.
De lo que yo miro de mí mismo, o siento.
I'm going back to that message,
voy de regreso
indictment,
a ese
where he says,
donde dice,
the bride will hear a challenge one day to come on high.
El justo vendrá a escuchar un reto que ven más alto.
Do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
Look at what this message is.
Mire lo que este mensaje es.
Look at what is in those tapes.
Miren lo que está en esos
the message is, Brother Branham says, rapture in faith is in this word.
Fe raptura está en,
okay? What's
está
coming out of the word?
¿Qué sale fuera de la palabra?
What are we reading and feasting on more all the time?
¿Qué estamos alimentando?
Is the truth of what he said about you.
Es la verdad de lo que dice acerca de ti.
That has to replace eso what we think about ourselves or what we see about ourselves. Daniel, does that make sense? Okay, and if I hear a challenge to come on high, and all that has been going on in my heart is, PJ, you're eternal. Okay, Ana, you were always saved, right? Okay, Jamie, you're living in eternity where eternity, you've been all the time, but you didn't know it.
Okay?
Are you with me on these things? I'm feeding on those things just like John Ryan did, feeding on I'm healed. And one day it's going to say, ah, that's the truth. And this can't hold me anymore because that reality has become more to me than this reality. Do you see why he says rapturing faith is in those messages? Because it's telling you the truth of God's view of you. You love him? Oh, man, isn't that good? Okay, so here is that. The revelation of God present. This was in the heart of David. How many years before? 10 or 12? That's a joke. How many hundreds? I don't know. Okay. I have set the Lord always before me. Because what? What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
He's right here.
Mi mano derecha.
He's
está
with
ahí.
Me.
Está
He's right by me.
Está
okay?
De mí.
So I have Saul chasing me.
Tengo a
I have the whole country of Israel at a different time rejecting me. Absalom, my son. My heart is broken.
Mi corazón está roto.
But because he is at my right hand,
pero porque él está en mi mano
he's God Emmanuel. He's with me.
Él es Emmanuel.
I won't
está
be
conmigo.
Moved. There you go, Marianne. That has to be a reality, honey.
Tiene que ser una realidad, cariño.
There, we look at verse 9. Isn't that beautiful?
Mira, versículo 9, ¿no es hermoso?
Therefore, my heart is what? And my glory
se alegró, por tanto, mi corazón, y
rejoices.
Se gozó mi alma.
See what happens?
Mira lo que pasa.
It's not head knowledge. It's
no
not, oh, yeah, I know he's Emmanuel.
Oh, sí, yo sé que él es un hombre.
It's something that
es
happens inside of the heart of you when you know he's there, Bethany.
Usted sabe que él está ahí, Bethany.
He's for you. He sees you. He sees you before the foundation of the world.
De la fundación,
you with me, guys?
¿Están ustedes conmigo?
Okay, my flesh also shall do what? Rest.
Mi carne también
I don't have to fight.
Reposará.
Okay, I don't have to worry. He's got it in control.
Él lo tiene bajo control.
Okay, it's like Brother Branham said at
el
the beginning.
Dijo al principio,
he said things are look like they're out of cater, but they aren't.
Mira que
here is this guy with that heart says, hey,
aquí está este hombre, que donde dice esto.
My flesh, even
mi
my
carne,
flesh, it affects
carne,
the outside.
Afecta el exterior.
My flesh shall rest in hope.
Mi alma, mi carne también reposará.
Okay, thou will not leave my soul in hell. You got
porque
me.
No dejarás mi alma en el Seol.
Neither will you suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
Ni permitirás que tu santo vea corrupción.
You will show me the path of
me
life.
Oh, la senda de la vida.
Man, isn't this beautiful?
Oh, hombre, ¿no es esto hermoso?
Read it out loud.
Míralo
in
conmigo.
Thy presence is fullness of joy. There you go.
Ahí está.
At thy what? He's near. He's right next to me.
¿A dónde? A tu diestra.
God Emmanuel.
Para siempre.
I can handle anything.
Yo puedo soportar cualquier
cosa. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Okay?
En tu presencia.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Hermoso.
Don't you love the word of God?
¿No amas la palabra de Dios?
Okay, Psalm 27.
Salmo
yeah,
27.
Here it is.
Sí, aquí está.
And this is always amazing. Is this the condition that the rapture will happen in?
La condición del rapto.
Sure seems like it.
Seguramente parece.
The Lord is my light.
Jehová es mi luz.
No, is my light.
Es
that means,
mi luz.
Okay, if light is in here, Ray, and I'm in that room,
si la luz está aquí, yo estoy en ese cuarto.
There's no light there.
¿No hay luz ahí?
What is he telling us?
¿Qué él nos está diciendo?
I'm not in a different place.
No estoy en un lugar diferente.
He is with me.
Él está
the Lord
conmigo.
Is my light.
El
I'm in the same. You can't walk into your closet and shut the door and say, I got light.
Usted
you have to be where the light is.
So
the Lord is my light. He's with me.
La luz está. Él está conmigo.
And my salvation, whom
y
shall I fear? Okay,
¿de quién temeré?
I got to keep moving.
Tengo que continuar.
Are you with me on this? I'm going to skip
¿está conmigo?
It. Okay. I think this. David.
David.
Is speaking of the, I like this.
Oh, yo amo
it's
eso.
True.
Es verdad.
He's speaking of the very essence. Now, we're today,
ahora hoy,
the rest of this, we're going to get into two words, essence and glory, okay?
Esencia y gloria. Vamos a hablar de esas dos cosas. ¿Está bien?
Okay. We'll get into John 17, but we'll only get through one verse. He's speaking of the very essence of the kingdom character.
De la mismísima esencia del
kingdom character. That wonderful kingdom nature
esa maravillosa naturaleza
in which recognition is granted.
Donde
oh, look at this.
Oh, mire usted esto.
It's not just that I know he's here.
Es nada que yo sé que
Marianne.
Marianne.
You can't just know that. You have
no
to know he's here
eso.
For you.
Tienes que saber que él está
right?
Ahí por ti, correcto?
He's here for me.
Está por aquí por mí.
He descended for me.
Él descendió por mí.
We'll get into this
entraremos a esto.
Coming up down the road. The wonderful kingdom nature in which recognition is granted. And read the next phrase out loud with me. And complete trust is born in the heart of the beholder. That's not just a knowledge of, oh, he's here. It's I'm seeing something. And what I am seeing, something happens in me. I have complete trust in what I'm seeing.
Okay?
I have complete peace. I have complete surrender. Something is born in my heart. You with me? No. Does that make sense? Is it the truth,
Daniel?
Huh? Can't you see it through the scripture?
¿Pueden mirarlo a través de la escritura?
Okay.
Está bien.
An immediate attraction.
Una atracción inmediata.
Uh-huh. John. Okay.
Está bien.
This is you, brother.
Este eres tú, hermano.
Is sparked in the one who sees and hears. Right? Can't you feel that? Something happens in us.
Algo pasa en nosotros.
An immediate attraction happens in the one who sees and hears. An attraction to the one who appears and speaks. There's a connection. Something happens. He's here. He's Emmanuel. He's with me. Okay? Recognizing God in the forms of his manifestation. God always comes to his people, does he not? He makes himself known to those who are king, who have are given kingdom eyes
a los cuales les dado ojos
and kingdom
de reino,
ears,
y oídos de reino,
okay, and kingdom hearts.
De reino.
Okay.
Está bien.
Yeah.
Sí.
Okay.
Está bien.
Let me see if I got this.
Déjame ver si
yeah.
Sí.
They see
ellos miran
and hear what others do not hear.
Lo que otros no miran.
Let me just read this, please.
Déjame leer esto.
They see that he is with them.
Ellos miran que él está con ellos.
They see that God is present to bring help.
Ellos miran que Dios es presente para traer,
come on, John Ryan, healing, help.
La sanidad de
God is with me
Ryan.
Because he's
Dios
going to help
conmigo.
Me. They recognize that he has manifested himself
ellos reconocen que él se ha manifestado en mí, ¿no?
To strengthen
para
them through his word and spirit.
Con su palabra y espíritu.
Okay. Yeah.
Sí.
Next. Think about these things. Don't run over them, please.
Estas cosas, no se las pasen.
It is interesting to note that whenever God chose to manifest himself,
notar que cuando quiera que Dios escucha, I mean, escoge manifestarse él mismo,
or materialize himself,
o materializarse él mismo,
to connect with his seed. That's what he does.
Para conectar con su semilla.
He wants to connect with you.
Él quiere conectar con usted.
He wants to connect with you.
Él quiere conectar con usted.
The surrounding people never understood what was happening.
La gente que se encontraba ahí nunca entendió lo que estaba pasando.
The atmosphere surrounding that spiritual happening was that of confusion.
La atmósfera que estaba ahí del acontecimiento espiritual.
But not with the elect.
De confusión, pero no con el elegido.
They,
ellos,
okay, this is important.
Okay, es importante.
He didn't come,
él no okay, vino.
To Peter the same day he came to James and John.
Pedro, que al mismo tiempo que con Santiago.
The same day he came to Nathaniel. Okay,
igual
the same
él,
day that
el mismo día que
he came to the woman at the well.
Él vino a la mujer del pozo.
Or revealed himself to the leper.
Reveló.
But
el mismo al
each person's coming of the Lord was him. When they came to him, he came to them personally.
Él vino a ellos personalmente.
Okay.
Está bien.
And they saw what was manifest before him.
Manifestado delante de ellos.
They understood
ellos entendieron
what was going on. They understood
estaba
what was with him.
Ellos entendieron lo que está, que estaba con ellos.
And believed what he was said to them.
Y creyeron lo que era dicho de ellos.
And became subject to it.
Y vinieron a estar sujetos
something
a
happened.
Algo pasó.
Something happened when they heard, when they saw, when they experienced
mirando,
the presence of the Lord to them.
La presencia del Señor para con ellos.
It wasn't a head knowledge.
No era un conocimiento de cabeza.
It was a soul knowledge
era un conocimiento
that
del
changed
alma,
everything in their life.
Cual cambió todo en la vida
you
de
with
ellos.
Me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Oh, okay.
Está bien.
All right. Yeah. So we know that when I'm going to go past it,
bueno,
he reveals it to whom he wants. Because I've got to make some... Okay. Matthew 13.
Mateo 13.
And we know that one. We know... Why do you speak to them in parable? He said, it's not given to...
¿Por qué le hablas
it's
a ellos
given
a
to you to know.
No es dado a ellos, es dado a ti.
John, this is important.
Eso es importante,
this is the words
Juan.
Of Jesus.
Eso es Jesús.
When he opens his word to you,
cuando él abre su palabra
do you know
a ti,
how much that means? Because he doesn't do that to everybody.
Porque él no lo hace con todos.
Why?
Porque
does he mean that he's God? He does whatever he wants.
Porque él es Dios, él hace lo que
but
quiere.
Until you understand all
porque
the Bible and
todo,
you understood serpent seed and all these things.
Todas estas cosas, las
okay.
Semillas, serpiente.
But he says, blessed are your eyes. Okay, let's go on.
Vamos a continuar.
John 17.
Juan 17.
And go ahead and open your Bibles.
Just, Juan 17.
There's just where we're going to. And I really was going to get a little farther, but.
Iba a ir un poquito más lejos, pero.
We're going to. So before we start,
antes de que comencemos,
okay. We're going to get into the word glory, which we've done intellectually, but not spiritually, I think. Okay. John 17.
Juan 17.
Okay. We're going back to John 17
vamos de regreso a Juan 17
to see some things
para mirar algunas cosas
that will help us recognize
que nos va a ayudar a reconocer
our day and its message.
Nuestro día y su mensaje.
Okay. Now,
ahora,
I want you to think about these things. The entire chapter can be summarized in this. Three sections. Three things God is doing here.
Tres cosas que Dios está haciendo.
I'm referring to Jesus as the firstborn son.
Me estoy refiriendo a, con Jesús como el
That's Romans chapter 8,
nacido.
Right? Es the firstborn 8. Among many brethren.
Primer hermano entre muchos.
Number one.
Número uno.
Okay, God, this is what he's going to do. He's God in his firstborn son reveals himself to sons
Dios en su primer hijo nacido, se
because he wants to do three
hijos,
things,
en orden para
accomplish
lograr
three
tres
things
cosas,
in them.
Para lograr tres cosas.
Number one.
Número uno.
He wants to give them eternal life.
Él quiere darles vida eterna.
That is,
eso es,
bring, they already have eternal life.
Ellos ya tenían vida eterna.
But they don't know it.
Pero ellos no lo sabían.
So it's like
es como
John chapter 1, verse
Juan
12 and 14.
Versículos 12 y 14.
To them
para ellos,
that received him, he gave power to become sons.
Les dio poder para llegar a ser hijos.
What does 1 John tell us? 3.
¿Qué primera,
you're already usted, sons.
Ustedes ya son hijos.
What did the message of the hour let us know?
¿Qué el mensaje de la hora nos deja saber?
In God's view, Janelle, you were always a daughter.
Tú todo
right,
este
right?
Eras una hija,
you were with him before the world began, honey. Okay?
¿Está bien?
So what does he mean he gave you power to become?
¿Qué le dio poder
Daniel?
Usted, Daniel?
Something has to happen
tiene que pasar.
To make... Bring into reality and activation something that's already there in seed form, but you don't know it. So again, last week, that's why we spent time there. You were here, you were in eternity, but now he's just making you recognize it.
Okay?
You were always a son, but something has, he's going to give you the right, the privilege to become that. No, in this life manifested. You with me now? So here, they already have eternal life. But he wants to give them eternal life. Now watch this. Read it out loud with me.
Léale conmigo.
Bring that eternal life.
Traer esa vida eterna.
Read it out loud with
Léale
me, please.
Usted conmigo.
Bring that eternal life that is in them
que está en ellos.
To recognition and operation
para
in them through knowing him.
A través de
recognition
a él.
Of who and what he is.
De quién and what, y qué es él.
Now that's the first, okay?
Esa es la primera.
Now you have to ask that question.
Ahora, tiene que
can that happen?
Esa pregunta. ¿Puede esto pasar?
Does that happen?
¿Pasa esto?
How does John 12, 1:12, Daniel, how does that happen?
¿Cómo eso pasa?
He Daniel. Gives you the right to become a son when
pero
you're
usted,
already a son.
El derecho de ser hijo, pero usted ya es hijo.
But that sonship is
pero
known,
ese derecho
realized.
De no es realizada,
but he's going to work in you to say, now, Daniel, you're going to be a manifested son. Now
ahora
you know
tú vas
it.
A ser un hijo manifestado, Daniel.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
And then it gets so
una
beautiful
tan hermoso,
because at the end of this chapter,
este capítulo,
he says,
él dice,
when this happens,
cuando esto pase,
right there,
ahí,
the whole world's going to know it.
Todo el mundo lo va a saber.
He says that the world may know.
Para que el mundo sepa.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
So there's a happening.
So,
it's not a mental thing.
No es una cosa mental.
It's not something you just, oh, I know he's here. Oh, I know he's eternal.
Yo sé que él es
it's
aquí,
a connection
yo sé,
with you
con usted,
that something happens inside
que algo
your soul.
Pasa dentro del alma de usted.
Listen, brothers and sisters.
Escuchen, hermanos y hermanas.
This soul, the third pole, is the most powerful word in the world. Are you with me?
Más poderosa del mundo.
The third pole word is the most powerful word in the world ever since the beginning of time.
Desde el principio del tiempo,
Brother Branham says it's going to do things in us that have never been done before.
Que nunca han sido hechas antes.
That Paul never dreamed of. Things inside of us.
Cosas
that's what he says.
Cosas que nunca hemos
oído. What's it going to do?
¿Qué va a hacer?
Change you from the atoms.
Cambiar usted de los Adams.
And one day,
y un día,
okay?
¿Está bien?
Seth, you're going to hear the challenge to come on high when these bombs are coming over the United States, Zoe.
Zoe?
And you say, okay, let's go.
Oh, parece que bien. Let's, vámonos.
Can I change? Yeah.
¿Puedo cambiar?
I know who I am.
Yo sé quién yo soy.
He already told me.
Ya me lo
and
dijo.
I've been feasting on it. It's just like John feasting. I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. And then the reality of that word sparks something in his body that changes everything. You with me? Here's the rapture process. That's why the rapture process is what we're in now. Things, John, have to happen in my soul to make the reality of the word come true out in my body to change it. Making sense? Okay. So let's read number one together one more time. Number one, read it out loud. Give them eternal life. That is. Oh. Well, okay, now I'm really... Help me out, Matthew. There we are. Give them eternal life. That is. Bring the eternal life that is in them to recognition and operation in them through knowing him. Or recognition of who and what he is. Something happens. Number two. Okay, this is, don't you love this? This is his love to you. Okay. Emma. He says, honey, I want you close to me. John 13, I love that. When Jesus says, Father, I have kept. Isn't that beautiful?
Huh?
Isn't that his love to you? Watch how he keeps you. Watch how he convicts you and steers you and changes you and brings you. Uh-huh. Now here in John 17, he says, Father, I'm no longer there, but you have to keep them.
Okay.
So number two, in this rapture process, he wants to keep them close to himself through that eternal life that is made alive in them, come to fruition. Okay, and give them the connection. Oh, this is beautiful. Why did Brother Branham, I keep telling you, when he told us to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, it's so much more than a mere correction of the word. It's so much more than that. And give them the connection to know that all of that eternal life is encapsulated in his name, the Lord Jesus. If I'm in his name, what happens when I'm baptized in his name? I'm immersed into all that he is. I'm immersed into everything he is.
Okay?
And that life that he is that eternal life, and it's all bound right there in his name. Okay, number three. Through this, through number one and number two, through bringing the eternal life to a reality, through keeping them close, he can now accomplish number three. He will accomplish all of his work of redemption, which is oneness. A marriage, a perfect invisible union of us. All right, it's 12 o'clock. Are you worn out? Did I wear you out? Because I can, but I got two or three more pages, and I don't think I can get to it, but I would love to, but we'll be here till 1:30 or 2. I think I'm going to quit for the day. Just take those things. Now, you have these, but if you want the notes to look at, some people have asked for them, so I sent them to them. Study the scriptures. Go look through these things. Because we're going to, the rest of the sermon is just verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. And said, Father, the hour has come. Do you know that's the rapture? You know, that's one of these days you will say that to the Father when you hear the challenge to come on high.
Huh?
Right, Stephen? Can you see it?
¿Puedes mirarlo, Stephen?
Lord, the hour has come. Would you glorify this son?
Ahora viene. ¿Glorificarías al
hijo? Yeah. And look what hour it is.
Y mire qué hora
with
es.
Him.
Es él.
Look what Psalm 27 says.
Mire lo que el Salmo 27
in the
dice.
Time of trouble, you will hide me.
I mean,
see it all
problema,
flow together.
Si
there's, see, there's something very interesting that I've heard, and I don't understand.
Y yo no entiendo.
I'm not saying I understand, but
entonces
I've heard preachers
quiero.
Say, and I looked all through the message trying to figure this out, but in the message, souls that are in prison, Brother Branham says, out of the sixth seal, I don't understand these things. Because he has light. He says, all the names are revealed under the sixth seal.
Okay? Están revelados bajo el séptimo
the names
sello.
Of the
sexto sello.
I don't understand that for nothing, because
yo
go read the sixth seal, nada. And I can't find anything there that he's talking about any names
sello.
Being
yo,
revealed.
Yo nada.
But later on, after
pero
that,
tarde,
he says they were.
Dice que ellos
then he
serán.
Says this other thing, that
entonces,
the full
cosas,
mystery
todo el
is revealed.
Es revelado.
Well, that's Christ, the mystery of God, revealed.
Es Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
Well, that's the mystery of the seventh seal. He says that's all comes
sello,
out of the
sexto,
sixth seal.
Que sale el sexto sello.
Well, all of a sudden,
pero
I'm seeing this and I'm going, I'm looking at the pattern of God.
Patrón.
Here is what Jesus is saying. He's at the worst physical moment of his life. Is he? He's at the hardest time. Not only is he carrying the sins of the world, okay, which we can't even, come on. Can you fathom that? No way. I can't even imagine carrying my own and yours, let alone. Okay? So he became sin. He became everything that he hated and disgusted and opposed him, right? Okay. And here he's not only, okay, let's just keep adding hurt on hurt on hurt, shall we? Okay, so he has 12 that are loyal to him and they scatter the sheep and the scattered.
Están separados como corderos.
There you go. Thank you. Right? So then,
ovejas descarriadas.
Rejection.
Rechazo.
Betrayal. Come on, put all of that together.
Ponga todo eso junto.
Rejection, betrayal, heart.
Rechazo,
finally,
engaño.
His
finalmente,
heart can't take it anymore.
Su corazón no puede aguantarlo más.
And he dies of a broken heart.
Y muere de un corazón
that's a
roto.
Completely broken man.
Ese es un
and this is the hour he says, glorify thy son.
Glorifica a tu hijo.
Look all through the history.
Mire todo a través de la historia.
Look at Noah and the flood. Look
Noah
at the children of Israel.
Y diluvió a los hijos
it's
de Israel.
All born es out of that sixth seal tribulation, hardship, kind of pain. Huh? Sam? Something's gonna happen for you, bud. You just stand on God, trust him, and you ask him every single day, what do you want me to be doing?
¿Qué quieres que okay? Está haciendo? Está
and
bien.
Listen to that voice.
Escucha esa voz.
Because he will guide you and show
porque
he's near.
Y te mostrará.
Right?
Correcto.
He hasn't forsaken you.
No te ha olvidado.
Right?
Correcto.
He loves you.
Él te ama.
Okay?
Está bien.
So here is this. I'm looking at this.
Esto, mirando esto.
I'm looking at Jesus.
Estoy
I'm looking
Jesús.
At Psalm 27.
Salmo 27.
And out of this mess of hurt and problems and trials and tribulation comes the most beautiful thing that ever happened.
Sale la más cosa más hermosa que ha acontecido.
So I'm starting to understand
estoy
that.
Comenzando a
entender. It's there, isn't it, Chair?
Está ahí, no
okay?
Es así.
Isn't that incredible?
¿No es increíble?
Birthed out of pain. Birthed out of trials.
Nacimiento de prueba.
So here, nacimiento in this prueba. Time,
aquí, en este tiempo,
at this place of his
en este
life,
lugar de su vida.
Well, bueno, you got your Bible still? Let's go to
Biblia?
One more.
Vamos.
Well, I thought I was quitting, but I am. I really am.
Estoy, parando.
Chapter 12.
Capítulo 12, San Juan.
John.
Juan
John 12.
12.
Mm-hmm.
Sí.
Okay. So here he's in this time, and this is before 17.
Y este antes, antes,
and verse 27,
versículo
27 look at the time he's in.
Miren la hora en el que él se encontraba.
Now is my soul troubled.
Ahora está turbada mi alma.
Deep.
Profundo.
And what shall I say?
¿Y qué diré?
Father,
Padre,
save me from this hour.
Sálvame de esta hora.
But,
mas,
look at this.
Mire usted esto.
Read it out loud.
Léalo usted conmigo.
But for this cause came I into this hour.
Para esto he llegado.
What's the next verse?
¿Cuál es la siguiente frase?
Father, glorify Padre, thy name.
Glorifica tu nombre.
Now I'm going to ask you, so when here in John 12, when
aquí,
he says, glorify thy name,
glorifica tu nombre,
and in John 17 he says, glorify
dice,
thy son,
glorifica tu hijo,
the son is the name of God.
El hijo es el nombre de Dios.
Now what is the name of God for
pero
us?
¿Cuál es el nombre de Dios?
What did Brother Branham say? God's only provided a place of worship.
Que
the name of God is the word manifested.
Es la palabra manifestada en nombre de Dios.
Where?
¿Dónde?
In the family of God, where his name is.
Donde su nombre es en usted.
So what did Brother Branham say, you guys? Now come on,
just
carry this one more step with me.
Lleva esto un poquito más.
When we leave here,
cuando vivimos aquí,
it's most likely from what he says, Brother Daniel, out of pressure. There's a something coming on the bride. What did he call it?
¿Qué algo viene a la novia? ¿Qué le llama?
Squeeze.
Un apretón.
Squeeze.
Un apretón.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
From the Council of Churches.
Del Concilio de las Iglesias.
Psalm 27.
Salmo 27.
John 12.
Juan 12.
John 17.
Juan 17.
Something is burst out of that tribulation.
Algo nace de esa tribulación.
That comes to life.
Que llega a vida.
But what would kill or destroy,
matará,
listen to me, please,
escúcheme, por favor.
The outside, the body,
del,
first
del
pole,
exterior, el cuerpo,
and the second pole, the reasoning
segundo,
couldn't take it anymore.
Calor,
the soul
no
stands and
más.
Glorifies and overcomes
la
and takes on a whole new nature.
Así,
your theophany.
Ya,
hallelujah! Something's happening in that third pole word.
Algo está pasando
that
en
third
calor,
pole word is the most critical thing for us in this day.
Para nosotros,
what
este
Brother
día,
Branham preached
el hermano Branham predica,
at the, after the opening of the seals and all of these things are the things
cosas,
that will give you rapturing faith.
Son las cosas que le dan
they will let you see
ellos le dejarán
that
ver
what you see about yourself is a lie.
Está vivo.
And they will let you know in your heart what I see about you is truth. And you will have that revelation not up here,
no acá arriba,
but down here.
Aquí,
so when the when the challenge comes on high, oh, I'm already there, just like Enoch. I am eternal. I always was saved. I'm sinless. I'm spotless. Satan, you have nothing. You have no holds on me.
Satanás no tiene ninguna atadura para conmigo.
Right now,
ahorita mismo,
listen to me.
Escúchame.
If you see you like you see you,
si usted se mira
Satan's
usted
got
se
a hold
mira,
on you.
Satanás lo tiene.
Is that true,
usted.
Karen?
¿Eso es verdad, Karen?
And you have to have that's a seal that has to be loosed
es
for your redemption.
Que tiene que ser suelto,
right, Natalie?
Redención, correcto?
As long as you see yourself like you see yourself, Philip, okay, you're a loser.
Eres un perdedor.
You have no hope.
No tienes esperanza.
You have to see you what he sees you as.
Lo que él te mira como.
And that
y eso
has to become this reality. That's why we're doing all of this. I know I'm under the blood because I know I'm in the process of redemption because I know I'm in the rapture process because this is, it's happening. It's going on. I'm seeing what he said. And I'm getting what I'm letting go. Oh, this is the beautiful part. One more. I got to connect this before we close. Hebrews 10:14. By one offering he hath perfected forever. Okay? Done deal. Blood of Jesus. Perfect. Them who are constantly being sanctified. What is sanctification? A cleansing. I have to cleanse myself from the lies of me. Right? de mí mismo. I have to cleanse myself from the lies of what I see, what I think, what others have said about me. Oh, you're no good. Oh, you're a loser. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't do that. Okay, when God says, John, you're my son, I knew you before the foundation of the world. Right?
Correcto.
Ephesians 1. Is that true?
¿Es eso verdad?
We have to accept what he says. There we go. Love it. We'll continue.
Continuaremos.
Okay. It's exciting. What a day. Listen, cherish what's been given to you. Here's the gift of recognition is our whole thing. Recognize several things.
Muchas cosas.
I have to recognize him.
Tengo que reconocerlo a él.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Come on.
Piense.
Eve lost her recognition of God.
Eva perdió su reconocimiento de
as
Dios.
Her father that loved her and cared
su
for
padre,
her
que lo ama, que la amaba
to
y que
accept
por ella.
Something the enemy
ella
said,
algo que el
partake,
enemigo dijo.
And this is really the real you, and you know you
tú.
Really like this, and it's all affecting
así.
The outside, the flesh,
interior, carne,
okay? Bringing life through carnality. All right.
¿Está bien?
And what did it do? It killed
¿y qué
her.
Hizo? La mató.
So what's the whole process?
¿Cuál es todo el proceso?
Getting past, back out of the carnality into the soul.
Saliendo de la carnalidad hacia el alma.
Do you love him?
¿Lo ama?
Oh, I hope this is coming to life in us, brothers and sisters. I feel like it is. I feel like he's working.
Como que él está obrando.
Something's going on, Mike, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how. I know he lives within my heart. And he expresses himself through us, doesn't he? Doesn't, can't you feel that, Stephen? Huh? You can feel that life just sort of bubbling out of your soul, right? Huh? You love him? Ain't he wonderful, Bethany? He loves you. He's there. Every second of every day.
Cada segundo,
when the true revelation
la verdadera revelación,
of Jesus Christ being Emmanuel, de they're rugged. They can handle Emmanuel. Anything. I can handle anything as long
podemos
as I, he's here.
Cosa,
he's with me.
Está
he's
está
in me, right?
Correcto.
And we believe what he says.
Y tenemos lo que él dice.
And when you believe
y cuando
what
se
he
cree,
says,
lo que él dice,
there's joy unspeakable and full
es
of glory.
Un
right?
Gozo inexplicable.
It's joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and that has never yet. Don't you like that? Is that the truth? Well, stand up and sing it. In fact, let's do more. Let's sing it like we believe it. How's that? It's joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and I am, has never yet been to again. It is joy unspeakable and how do you like that English there, Lenore, huh? Ain't he just wonderful? Don't he get beautifuler and beautifuler by the day?
Amen.
Huh? What a glorious word we're feasting on. The Son of Man ministry, right? It's full of life. It's not hybrid anymore. It has all the power of God in it. Right? To work inside of us. All right, one more. Jesus. Set my heart to worship you. Huh? There you go. Go free us from our own self. There's the bride of Christ. See Jesus, men, it's your turn. Oh, there's not very many of us. We'll sing it once, the men, and then everybody, okay? Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. Sons of God shouting for joy. Everybody together, the bride of Jesus Christ, sing it to Him. Open mind. Yeah, personal. I want to see you, Jesus.
I want to see Jesus.
To say that I love you.
To say that I
touch you. And say that I love you. Open my ears, Lord.
Open my ears.
Help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord.
Open my eyes.
I want to see you, Jesus.
So much to give as well. And we don't have because we don't ask sometimes. We got loved ones. They are in need of you, Father. Would you, Father, touch their hearts? You have sick in our families as well, Father. There is a time that we We have to act like a soldier in a captain. I even said to you, I am not worthy for you to come to my house. You just say the word, Father.
Amen.
Your word is eternal, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything is contained on you. There is no distance for you, Father. But as we have to take a plane, Father, to just travel to places. But what can hold you, Father? Yes, ask for the people that it's in bondage. The spirits are keeping them down. Bless them and free them, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, Father, blessed be your name forever and ever. Amen, Father.
Amen. Amen. Blessed be the time when you greet one another. No, come on, hug one another. Love each other.
Amen.
Yeah, just, we're here to do what? David, help whoever we can, whenever we can, however we can. So when you hug, say, I'm here to help you, and mean it, okay? Bless me the time.